Chapter 20, Abide in My Love, from The True Vine by Andrew Murray. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Recording by Phil Snyder. Abide in My Love. Even as the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide ye in my love. John 15:9. Abide in my love. We speak of a man's home as his abode. Our abode, the home of our soul, is to be the love of Christ. We are to live our life there, to be at home there all the day. This is what Christ means our life to be, and really can make it. Our continuous abiding in the vine is to be an abiding in His love. You have probably heard or read of what is called the higher or deeper life, of the richer or the fuller life, of the life abundant. And you possibly know that some have told of a wonderful change by which their life of continual failure and stumbling had been changed into a very blessed experience of being kept and strengthened and made exceeding glad. If you asked them how it was this great blessing came to them, many would tell you it was simply this, that they were led to believe that this abiding in Christ's love was meant to be a reality. And they were made willing to give up everything for it, and then enabled to trust Christ to make it true to them. The love of the Father to the Son is not a sentiment. It is a divine life, an infinite energy, an irresistible power. It carried Christ through life and death and the grave. The Father loved him and dwelt in him and did all for him. So the love of Christ to us, too, is an infinite living power that will work in us all He delights to give us. The feebleness of our Christian life is that we do not take time to believe that this divine love does really delight in us and will possess and work all in us. We do not take the time to look at the vine bearing the branch so entirely, working all in it so completely. We strive to do for ourselves what Christ alone can, what Christ, oh so lovingly, longs to do for us. And this now is the secret of the change we spoke of, and the beginning of a new life. When the soul sees this infinite love willing to do all, and gives itself up to it, abide ye in my love. To believe that, it is possible so to live moment by moment, to believe that everything that makes it difficult or impossible will be overcome by Christ Himself, to believe that love really means an infinite longing to give itself wholly to us and never leave us, and in this faith to cast ourselves on Christ, to work it in us, this is the secret of the true Christian life. And how to come to this faith? Turn away from the visible if you would see and possess the invisible. Take more time with Jesus, gazing on Him as the heavenly vine, living in the love of the Father, wanting you to live in His love. Turn away from yourself and your efforts and your faith if you would have the heart filled with Him and the certainty of His love. Abiding means going out from everything else, to occupy one place and stay there. Come away from all else and set your heart on Jesus, on His love. That love will waken your faith and strengthen it. Occupy yourself with that love. Worship it. Wait for it. You may be sure it will reach out to you and by its power take you up into itself as your abode and your home. Abide in my love. Lord Jesus, I see it. It was by Thy abiding in Thy Father's love that made Thee the true vine, and with Thy divine fullness of love and blessing for us. Oh, that I may even so, as a branch, abide in Thy love, for its fullness to fill me and overflow on all around. End of chapter 20.